everybody out. I call this meeting order on August 13th at 7 p.m. Colleagues in the plan.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I didn't see anything out of place on the minutes. Everything looks good to me. I don't know.
I only had one thing there, speed dips, not bumps.
Dips, not bumps?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from July 9th.
Okay.
2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. And the invoice report?
Everything looks normal and right.
Motion we pay the bills.
It's been motion second that we pay the bills and the invoice report as reported today. All in favor, Misty?
Aye.
Aye.
Melissa? Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
We'll pay the bills. I'd like to thank everybody who participated, the town, everybody in the Pioneer Day celebration for Emmy. It was awesome. I have not had one complaint. Wonderful. Everything came together. Everybody did their job.
I still think it's the longest parade we ever had. That was long.
20, how many entries?
How many? 24? 8?
Some 20-something.
28?
That's pretty good.
That was Annie's, and you were doing. I just lined them up.
Everybody did a great job.
Yep.
Much appreciation to everybody.
And as far as the property annex for Morgan Hatch property line for the cemetery, some of Morgan Hatch's property is in the middle of the cemetery and around, and so we have in the process of looking at boundaries and everything else, flattening out the Dingle map that we have is not here. When they gave us that Dingle Act, they gave us the paperwork for the Huntington Airport.
Oh, shoot.
So we did a swap, but we never got ours back yet, so we'll check with Kyle Bigley to get that section and get it recorded. But we still need to fix the property lines, because Morgan does have property in the middle of the cemetery that we have to fix that boundary and annex that in. So when they, when we talked to,
when they change the plat map, then we can do the properties.
Right, so we're going to do all that together. But okay. When we get all that done, we'll have Joe Heinzen and Tuttle. And do that for us and get it annexed in there. And their price is going to be about $2,500 to do all that. So, anyway, we'll be moving forward on that. Hopefully, we'll be able to get that from Kyle this week. So, and then Trevor Allen, I put his name in the hat to be on the Emory County Board of Recreation. We nominated him to be the man from Emory to do that. And he is hoping, they're supposed to vote that on Monday. I haven't heard what they did with that, but he's
excited. It's a formality, really. They'll put him on.
Hopefully. I don't know. I haven't heard if they approved that or took him in there, but trying to get some more recreation and our representation for the Emery County Recreation Board.
He seemed like he's pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's what's all I have for today. Kim?
Again, thank you everybody for the town celebration. It was super, super, super wonderful to have so much participation and help. So very appreciative to everybody who jumped in various different places. I felt like everybody stayed engaged and interacted all through the day. And it was, I thought, a lot of fun. Bingo is next Wednesday night. The
20th?
Yeah, the 20th. And then craft night is the 27th. Linda is doing the Levi Reads this month. And we do have enough pairs of Levi's that nobody has to bring Levi.
We'll see after this weekend.
I have two totes full.
Perfect. We've got Levi.
There's quite a bit of that sound.
Yes, there is. The other thing that we do need to vote on tonight is what to use or what to put the COVID money that the county has set aside. We need to decide tonight how we would like to use that. There is a list of things that people have talked about for the Alkali Square. There is a...
Didn't get me all over the black parking.
For that, yeah. So we can use this money as a... if we have to match something on any of our other grants, if we have to do a match, we can use it towards that. We can use it in conjunction with anything else that we're doing. It just has to go towards community development. So there's this breakdown of putting it toward the renovation of the concession stand restrooms, adding, just beefing that up a little bit more with some additional funds for that. So it's open for discussion and decision. Any thoughts?
You know, that's been donated and to be into that whole plot of land. Needs to stay recreational the way that deed was donated from Shauna Lee's family. So with that being said, that has to be what it's used for and whatever and however that whole block in that way. So with that in mind, we also got to see what would actually might grow there, but nothing will grow in that place except for the grass that's already there because of the alkali. So with that being said,
so tell me this current status of the renovations on the concession stands, bathrooms,
waiting for the beds.
So do we need this to make that work? I'd hate to leave that project short.
How much is the
30?
Just a potential breakdown of how we could use those funds to go towards that renovation.
How the CBG grant, how they kind of interpret us, we said if we start to go over, they said they will step in to make sure that doesn't happen,
so it doesn't,
and they'll help.
So we really don't
need it
this
towards
for
that. We can use it to rest the rest of the park. And we could leave it there to match if we get other grants for the rest of the area, which we're going to continue to.
We're still trying to work.
Might be the best idea.
I found that everything's closed.
Yeah.
Till next year.
speaking to a federal employee, working with no employees, yeah. Everything's close.
But those are some of the ideas that people posted on Facebook. And we did have someone kind of reach out about a splash pad that you can turn into an ice skating rink in this winter.
I can't remember who asked me about that too. Who told me about that too? That's honestly my favorite of the options, but.
Yeah, mine too.
I thought we all thought the splash pad was the best idea when we were talking about this before, didn't we?
We said that was the most common
dealer.
Yeah, that was the most common vote that there had been up to that point.
It's hard to put it out there and then not.
Especially if you don't want to just get this game.
It was more of a splash pad. It was literally almost a tie between a splash pad and a skate park.
I think to just get this grant money, we just have to say we want to use it on park renovation.
So you wouldn't necessarily have to decide right now.
So with the water situation, the way it is and the way things are, to make that a splash pad, I don't know. If I had a Jones Valley or a mill site above, I would say that would be something that we could do, but I would rather see a skate park or a, I guess, initially, a skating rink in the winter would be fine because it's frozen water if it would stay that way, right?
But most splash pads have a recycling. I used to design splash pads. They have a recycling system, so we wouldn't be just putting water in there. We would be recycling the water that we pumped in there.
Recycling it for what?
It's a closed system.
Just saying
itself. Mm-hmm. My concern with the skate park would be the liability insurance. Mm. Like what, I don't know what the impact that would be. Do you guys have any idea?
No.
Because I know you hang signs that say skate at your own risk, but we all know how that goes, generally. So I would guess that if we disclosed that to our insurance company, that's what we were building, I would imagine that we would have an increase in insurance.
Yeah. Have you asked the other cities that have those skate parks what cost them?
We could reach out to Castledale or Huntington.
Orangeville.
Yeah, where they all have them now.
Castledale.
And it's the same, I think it's the same insurance they use for the arena and all that town, right? For all of the events they do, I believe that's what I don't remember that for sure, but I'm pretty sure that.
So.
But you can't regulate who comes like you do on the arena. We use that like a skate park, everybody just shows up whenever they want time, so there's got to be a, like you said, there's got to be some way they cover that.
What do they mean by jump park? Sorry.
It's in Ridgeville.
Like the trampolines.
Oh, like an enclosed.
I don't know.
Building or just.
No, because Shalane, they were talking about, I guess it's a new thing in Ridgeville. I didn't really look into it a whole bunch. I can't look into it a whole lot, but there is one in Ridgefield.
What improvements can be done with the historical siding on the bleachers? Do we know?
I can't look into that.
I think we're having one. I think we've got to go through historical and have them come do an evaluation.
And it has to be to stay the way it is, the bleachers?
The current park we have right now, I guess the grant was in 1980, and they are actually coming out on September 3rd to check and see how we have maintained our playground and grant. It was $1,000 then, is what we got the grant for, but there is amount. She says she can evaluate our whole area for future grants when she comes out and does that. So we can check the bleachers then.
So I was noticing during every day is that our chain link fence needs some attention. So that's not, I don't think that's a line item on your, any of your other stuff.
No, somebody suggested to me that we put the chain link fence back and replace it.
Yeah.
I heard that multiple times.
I did, yeah. That there's places where it's just came apart and needs to be restretched and some new poles, some places where it needs to be moved. So we can, like, this doesn't necessarily have to tie to this. The alkali thatch, we can try and go for a different recreation grant and then go with that and use this for some maintenance things that aren't in the current grant that we have, or, you know, the upcoming stuff. Or we can say we're setting this aside to go with this for this. But we have to decide tonight.
So we can do general improvements to the whole park, mm-hmm. with that being said, if we wanted more trees or whatever, or chain link fence.
Fire pit, the whatever fencing. We don't have to give them like line items, this is what we're going to use it for.
Right.
We can just say park improvements.
You can do that general to them, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Park improvements, we could, more tables or new tables and stuff that we need to fix, repair.
Lighting in the pavilion, any.
Yeah, I like that idea. Anybody else comment?
I just have a comment. In order to scoot the fence back, you got to rip out the fire pit
and the tennis court.
And
you
the tennis
can only
courts.
Go like 10, 20 feet to yeah. get the tennis court.
Yeah. So be
yeah,
real.
This is where that ball field's going to be.
Right.
It's
yeah.
okay.
I mean, it's not.
I don't mind it.
It's no big deal if first home run of the inning counts. After that, you're out. I mean, they all know that. They've heard it for how many years?
Yep.
Right.
If you don't want to play that game, go play somewhere else.
There you go. That's what I
would have. Yeah, since Pat's the boss.
Yeah,
hey, I don't want to be the boss.
I like Pat being the boss.
How much do you have?
$30,000.
I'll add a comment. We just had to put rubber underneath our playground equipment in order to get by with our insurance company because we had wood chips. I don't know what you guys have got.
Dirt.
We had
rock.
There are apples.
Well, anyway, our insurance required that we do that.
That was pricey, wasn't it?
Pardon?
That was pricey.
It was pricey,
oh,
but it was better than having.
They're just milled tires, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just ordered it from a playground company. I don't know. We had to put it underneath our equipment.
I don't know about his tires because the steel belts and the tires.
Somehow they do something. It is, but they do something.
Break it out.
Yeah, it's not just like throw the tire in and munch it up. But I don't.
It's green when it comes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like.
I don't know. The guys ordered it.
Just we had a puncher.
Well, it's definitely something that we need to look into improving all kinds of stuff on that. I don't think that that. I don't think it would go wrong by saying that a general improvement or whatever.
To that,
however,
that block.
To that block. To the whole
park block.
Park block. Lighting, whatever, under the pavilion.
I'm making a motion that we use the COVID money from the county for the improvements to the park block.
I'll second
that.
The motion's been seconded that we use the money to do general improvement to the whole block of the park area. All in favor?
Aye.
That's what we're using the money for then.
So after the minutes are done, if you'll get me a copy, and then I'll just get with Jordan, and that's all we have to do, and they write the check. Um,
fraud risk assessment. I will get the paperwork done that's in my folder. Make sure that everybody's done their open meeting, open public meeting training for the year. You should have gotten an email reminder. Past due water bills. Have we made progress?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send them four more out tomorrow.
Are the ones that were in question, have they stayed up on their payment plans or paid in full?
They're, almost everyone's been staying with their payment plans.
So we're making headway?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send four out tomorrow.
Good job. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Misty.
So I didn't have a quorum yesterday, so we ended up canceling the meeting. But I have issued one zoning clearance to Live Earth to replace their bathhouse. Because they were within their square footage, they were within the setbacks, didn't change anything down there, just replaced the zoning clearance. And we'll meet again in September, planning and zoning. The reservoir feasibility study, the first phase of the feasibility study was good news. It is a feasible location within, it will work. Of course, it's not a cheap project. It's about $25 million. Of course, the canal company, and they'll talk to you guys afterwards. I didn't think they could be here in time, but to move forward, it includes another phase of feasibility where they drill even deeper and make sure that there's no cracks in the bedrock. They should be able to hit bedrock at about 25 to 30 feet down, and they actually need to drill into the side hill and make sure that it's solid to use as the abutment for the dam.
Or is this going to be out of there?
Morris Bend. So as it comes around there. And they do have a really, really stable, like it looks like it should be really good. We miss the fault zone, there's no preliminary archaeology and that kind of stuff looks good, so.
Is that the same place that they were going to do it years ago, or is it somewhere different?
In the 50s, 60s, they were going to just go across the muddy.
The whole canyon.
That's my vote, but...
Yeah, no, I love that.
It says it comes around just before it heads into the tunnel portion. Okay. There's a little cove kind of back out in there. So
it's in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just they call it Morris.
Well, we still have the plants for the reservoir.
A little bit.
Because I thought Jones was going to be able to do that well.
They started a little bit, but just basically saying how many tons of dirt, basically what Jones, how far they got. So we, when Mike was still there before me, you guys had talked about being able to contribute to that feasibility study, but it was never voted on, is my understanding, right? That it was just a possibility. The canal board could use that assistance. We had talked, numbers were thrown out. I was just here as a rep at that point, between $10,000 and $20,000. So I entertain a motion to see.
Anything aside for that, we got it in capital projects, we got a budget, that's the same between 10 or 15, or 30.
So now, when we were at that meeting, we talked about $10,000 for sewer. Mm-hmm. So we looked as possible, maybe more, but I know that people go $10,000. So I don't know if you want to look in to see if we can do more or how we can do that.
We have some money there in the couple projects. It's just how we manage before.
Are we looking for a vote?
Motion
problem. Do we know how much the feasibility study is?
The total feasibility study was $95,000. So the county put in 40, and we've put in, the canal board's put in 20, the conservation district put in 10. And it's like 96,000, so.
25.
Yeah. So as much as you can would be, we ended up selling, our track, our big track hole to try to make ends meet at the canal board, so.
We go 50.
I believe we can go 15 without too much trouble. So. So, yeah, so, I think we can go 15 pretty without causing any grief anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe that would be smart money. I have no doubt in my mind we need a reservoir of some sort, of any size would be awesome. So.
So I will second Pat's motion.
Spend motion second that we spend $15,000. On the feasibility study for the water and reservoir. All in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
I approve as well.
Thank you. So the next thing off, the irrigation company will be here later. They have a meeting tonight, but I did get to go to the EMSSD meeting. Found it interesting. They have nothing but praise for Emory's ambulance. They top of the line. They are just can't get over how there is only Huntington with two full crews and like two full ambulances is on call more, and Emory's more than Castle Orangeville combined, more than Farron, more than Greenberg by a long shot. So kudos to our EMS here and for their willingness to, and they had double the amount of runs that even Huntington had in July.
Amen. They have always had a good crew.
Yep.
They've always had good EMTs.
The only ambulance, just for your information, the only ambulance in the county that doesn't operate in the black is Greenberg. I think they have a whole lot of ideas how to fix that without more volunteers, because they're already paying more for the Green River EMTs than anywhere else. So
really,
they will be having another EMS class. If anybody wants to note that, they'll be putting some flyers out to try to spread that word. You can, once you've taken the class and you have to sign on for like 2 or 3 months, then you can actually get insurance as an EMT. So not a driver, but an EMT, either classification can actually be qualified for PEHP insurance, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
so
it is.
If we can get some of these, you know, people in town that could use the insurance to sign up.
Thank you. Melissa.
So we decorated for back to school, which I thought turned out pretty cute. Planters are winding down. Pioneer Church, the siding's going up. We're working on the windows. We're still looking for grants to help with the windows. That's all I thought.
Okay. Pat?
Yay, it's my turn. How fun. Well, last month I ended up writing the first citation that I've ever written for an animal control violation. And when I went in to turn in my copy to Justice Court, I was informed that the county attorney isn't contracted to enforce laws, pet laws in Emory. And I thought, if you're in Emory County, the county attorney is supposed to cover you, aren't they? But they told me, they gave me the citation back, and I brought it back, Jack, and they gave me the card, which, you got that, Jack, the citation of that? So he's gonna have to find out why this is going on. I'm not gonna write anymore, I'm not gonna write any more citations, so I don't know what the dealio is.
It's in there. We are gonna contract with Aaron Lancaster.
Okay.
And he is the county attorney, and it is a separate contract for us.
Okay.
And I sent you a contract, I should get it.
Jack Heller. So that's all we have to do?
Yeah.
So you want to.
So his normal rate's $100 an hour on handling all the issues and stuff that we have. And if it goes to court and stuff, it's $150 at court. But anyway, it seemed pretty reasonable. And there's the contract with Aaron here. So
you just gotta sign it?
So yeah, it was, from what I could see, that it was pretty straightforward and pretty reasonable as far as I'm concerned, as far as.
So every town in the county has this agreement with him?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So now we do have backing.
Okay.
From the county attorney.
Do you need to vote to approve that contract? Yeah?
Probably, yeah.
But it's on the agenda, so we can. I'll make a motion to approve that contract.
I'll second.
Get some teeth in the fight.
Yep.
It's been motion second that we approve this contract from to have Aaron Lancaster represent every town and county attorney to represent us in all legal matters. Yeah, all in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
I approve as well.
Cool. Okay, now we're getting to the CID. Jacob wanted us to have our CID wish list in before next meeting, which is next week. Melissa, Chris got this prepared, a short list of things. But do we want to just keep going ahead and getting Cemetery Road finished, the curb and gutter wise? Because we can just go ahead and ask for, you know, the east side of the road now from 100 north to 300 north. And then we can move on up until we get it finished. But as far as the other ones, which ones do you guys want to see put on the list? We can pass this around. Everybody got money, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Were we getting sidewalks at all this year going up to the cemetery? I thought we were.
No, sidewalks is something we'd have to pay for.
Okay, let's say gutter.
Curb and gutter, yeah. See, the original plan, it just got veered off of really quick.
Mm-hmm.
When we first got the curb and gutter projects, that cemetery road was supposed to be done very first. So we brought it back and we've been doing that. So I think we should just keep doing that until we get it done. And then go back to doing what we were doing before. We were trying to get streets where people lived on, put the curb and gutter in there instead of ones where people lived on. So that we can put that on our top of our wish list anyways for that stretch curb and gutter. And then whatever you guys want to decide which other ones you want to put on there. And then you can just email it to him after Jack signs it. Try to get it in before next week.
No, is there a county impact board and then special services? Are they two separate?
Well,
or is it just everything?
The district usually just covers it's water, sewer, roads. I mean, in the towns, that's pretty much what they do curb and gutter wise. And so we don't want to ask for anything like that's not in their area. So. Let's decide on that too.
Well, something that could be community impact was.
So one of the things
is that just special services, or is there a CID for two separate CID?
Well,
it's
one
CID board. Okay. Community.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think about, worry about sometimes and wonder is the sewer system in Emmerich, because some of it's still concrete.
Yeah, there is a little tiny bit of clay pipe left, isn't there?
So
anyway. We're one of the newest ones in the county, though, really.
Yeah, I understand that. But we don't need to turn it into a septic system either.
Nope.
And that's not... Anyway, I would just like to see, maybe we need to see what that would involve to fix that. There are a few places that it's still concrete that I'm aware of. Maybe they, Garrett may know.
In my experience with the CIB wish list, it doesn't hurt to have everything on it. And then it needs to have been on it if it comes up and you actually want to be on, go apply for that.
Just send it anyways?
Yeah. So put that on our wish list, put all the things.
The sewer upgrade.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. A small earthquake can fix that problem and make it a very high priority.
Yeah.
So.
We would want it on this list.
Right?
Yep.
So, anyway, I think that needs to be added to that. Anything else? Any ideas from anybody else here?
I had the thing from the bird talking. We're going to have to think about this. We haven't got the map in the text, but we've got to think about it. We don't want to fence off that whole entire length of property so that it can be used in the future if the cemetery expands. We might as well fence it all off, shouldn't we?
Should make establish the boundary.
Yeah, that was the reason we got off. That fence was never built. There was never a fence there. I mean, it just... So you want to do that?
You could even just put cemetery improvements and expansion on this list. And
It's a good idea. So, but we're going to have to wait until they get the plot map fixed so we can actually do it. So I guess I'll shelve that for a minute. And that's all I had.
Okay. Our teacher on here.
I'll take care of it. The audit thing that I should have brought the last meeting, I forgot. And also the breakdown of the water cost in production. We can put that in the office. Anybody wants to look at it. It's pretty cool. Sorry.
Yep. Okay, so now we have the town staff audit with the.
So I had two major water leaks this last month in July. I had Katie Batchelor. They came back. They live out of town. We turned it off. They came in. They fixed it. We're good. So, and I have Melissa and Bob Durkin had a big, huge leak. It's fixed now. They just are asking the town for forgiveness for half of it.
We've already been willing to do it if it gets fixed promptly. And if they haven't, I've got no problem forgiving whatever you guys want to do. Whatever number you want.
What's been the practice over the last 10 years? Half?
Yeah. Half. That is what is put in the ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
It's been motion second that we forgive the water leak and the bill half. Up for Katie Batchelor and Bob and Melissa Durfee. All in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
Let's forgive it.
We do have a running candidate. Amy has run for mayor, so we will have a general election now. I'm not sure how that it'll all work. She'll let us know next week because I had to wait till the primaries were done before we went home to the next phase.
Brenda?
Okay.
I'm gonna get with you.
Huh?
And tell me.
Yeah, yeah, they wait for the primaries and then they say no.
As far as the open agenda, we have some code enforcement that Aaron, the county attorney, said he could help us with on that roof debris and kind of has the work that's not being done to get it cleaned back up and fixed. So we'll move forward with that. And anything from the public?
Speak up a little.
Anything from the public, anybody?
Do you want to say anything?
Then I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that gladly.
Meeting is adjourned.